The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
There is deep divisions between Sunni, Shia, and Kurdish leaders. And as long as those deep divisions continue or worsen, it's going to be very hard for an Iraqi central government to direct an Iraqi military to deal with these threats. Whether he is prime minister or any other leader aspires to lead the country, that it has to be an agenda in which Sunni, Shia, and Kurd all feel that they have the opportunity to advance their interests through the political process.
You look at this presidency, and you can't help but get the sense that the wheels are coming off.
John Boehner, he says a lot of problems for Obama. Obama says it's all about the religious factions, and we're talking about Iraq. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So once again, what we can prove here right from the get-go is our government is behind the eight ball. I think all of you already realize that. Certainly we've talked about that here on ATN for a long time, and I'm not the only one. It was an easy limb to walk across because lots of others, I think in talk radio, in the newspaper biz, those that are still left worth their salt, and a lot of other people writing about the situation there clearly didn't need a crystal ball. We knew that this was the problem from the beginning. So how is it so shocking that we need to recap that from the White House to talk about, yeah, we got the problems with the Kurds and the Shia and the Sunnis? We know. So why weren't we doing something about that in the first place? Why weren't there serious conversations with Nouri al-Maliki during the time that we were involved with him, which means from the very beginning to the points now that lead us to the fact that we've got 300 who are going in to help manage the situation? So give me a break. The strategy is we want to send in drones, but we need to tactically set all that up. So we're putting green berets in place and Navy SEALs and the Army's best so we can figure out what they have, what kind of equipment, where they're stationed, and then we can bomb them and not hopefully have any collateral damage so that we don't have to deal with a publicity nightmare. That's what the strategy is. And finally, and the Prez makes a big deal about this, not to be flippant, it's obvious, but we didn't have to have a crystal ball to look into it and say, gee, what should we do here? Finally, Kerry is going to the Middle East. Why wasn't the Secretary of State there in the first place? Drop what you're doing, put out the fire. That's what the Secretary of State does. Represents, mediates, gets in there when things are looking bleak, represents the United States' interests. So, yeah, we're doing it, but we're doing these things later rather than sooner. And the Sunni-Shia hatred has gone back thousands of years. And here you have another troubling thing that is happening while our Secretary of State and while these special forces are headed to Baghdad. You have Somali Americans who are leaving their homes and their families and friends behind in Minnesota and other places to travel to the Middle East to join up with the ISIS, or ISIS as I call it, the jihadist army warring with Iraq and Syria. In Minnesota, specifically, there was a story I heard today on public radio there where they said as many as 15 to 20 left that state to do that because they want to be involved with this terror group that's fighting to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, but now also in Iraq, where, let's face it, they're trying to topple Baghdad. And this is, as some said when they were interviewed on this public radio station, what they wanted to stand up for. Giving up their worldly life and possessions for Allah. Troubling to say the least, because these are now Americans heading over there. Think of the drone strikes. Remember last time. And here we go again. The brutality in this group, too. Cutting off heads with nary a thought. Doing the most brutal things they can possibly do. And they're especially nasty to Christians. And they are bent. They are bent on spreading strict Islamic law in Syria and in Iraq. So look out. How many others will end up on this battlefield? Ugh. And this isn't new either, because there have been other Americans who went to war, went to join up for the cause in Syria in the past. But 15 to 20? And they're looking into it. The FBI is looking into what happened in Minnesota, and they're looking into a couple of other states where they're reporting the same thing. Very, very troublesome. So that's where we are on Iraq. Is this the right decision to send over the 300, to finally send over Kerry? What do you think really should happen here? I mean, here's the deal. The horse is already out of the barn. And at this point, it's trying to reduce as much collateral damage, I think, as possible. But I don't think we're going to save Iraq. So if we go in and we do, and we try to diplomatically do what we can do, how are we going to suddenly end thousands of years of hatred between the groups? Because you're the Sunnis, right? And think about it. You have Saddam Hussein, he topples your toast, then the Shias take over. They don't want anything to do with you, really. Now, you're going after them, and you're supposed to listen to mediators? I don't think so. I think it's going to get really, really ugly. But once whatever happens, happens, and then there's a pullout, not to be negative, but I don't need a crazy eight ball to ask it a question, turn it over, and look at the spotty ink to tell me, not clear, ask again. We're just going around in the circle over and over and over and over again. In the meantime, in our own country, immigration reform is a joke. We can't wait on this. We're in trouble. And at this point, something has to be done before economically, in a lot of the nooks and crannies where many of you live, we are completely crippled. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Well, crowd caught it and confused. It's cause baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Spend your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
A few different things in this segment of America Tonight. If you want to join me, belly up, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Speaking of kicking things around, World Cup, here's what's happened. Colombia beat the Ivory Coast 2-1. Uruguay topped England. Ooh, those Brits don't like to lose. 2-1 was the final score there. Greece, Japan, scoreless draw. How about that? If you're keeping up with Team USA, woohoo! I have to admit, I am such an NFL fan. I am a fan of the Big Four sports, and everybody bashes me about soccer. But I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I am very excited about Team USA. And have, you know, read up and talked to some people about Team USA. And we had my pal Tom Gully on, and he was great. We've had a few other people on who are very passionate about soccer. And they gave us some really good insights into what happened with the team last time. And Portugal is next. That's on Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern. I'll be watching it. It's pretty exciting to watch, actually. There's that pride, that USA pride, I think that kind of just swells. Especially, I have to say, the last game against Ghana was exciting. It was. My problem with soccer is, to me, there's not enough scoring. Or, if there if there's not enough scoring, but there's incredible defense and there's all this action and movement, well, then that would be good. But it seems like the few times that I've watched soccer before, when it's not World Cup and I'm excited about Team USA or whatever, it's just too boring for me to watch the finesse of what's happening and all of that. I just can't go there. Nathan, how about you? Are you like, I know you're such a huge sports fan. I'm sure you are just in all your spare 5 minutes that you have, you're probably just glued to World Cup, right?
Ole, ole, ole. Yeah. I think that's what they say.
They do. Ole, yeah. Ole, ole, ole. Think, yeah. So I can tell you're not. Very nice.
Well, I work on the West Bank in Minneapolis, and there is quite a regular eventing going on. So I hear about it a lot. And America is coming from the underdogish, at least. But we started out. I know that much. So, well, the info must be getting out there.
That's true. If it's eking out to you, then that is absolutely happening. And it is. We were the underdog the last time around. We're not the favored to win this by any stretch of the imagination. So let's see what happens against Portugal and how we do there. And I hope it's as exciting as that first match was, because if we're investing some time in it and then we're going to rehash it on our Sunday show, we'd like to see something exciting. A little bit of a follow-up here. And by the way, coming up, we've got movies so you can kick back and relax with our cheap movie review. And then Jeff Launis is going to join us. I thought it'd be interesting because, you know, we do a segment, and I've actually kind of put it on hold. You know, we get tired of the same things. We put it on hold for a little bit, and then we're bringing it back, called It's Your Business, where we introduce you to all kinds of people that came from nothing, made a business, you know, the land of opportunity, or made in America, or any of that kind of stuff. And Jeff Linus is a guy who's pretty interesting from the Midwest. Now he happens to be in Texas, and he's running a world team tennis team. And so you can imagine, as I'm talking about the big four sports, how do you get people interested in team tennis if they can't pronounce even the names of the players and that kind of stuff? So he's a cool guy, and he's stopping by to have a conversation with us. Part of the follow-up deal is we haven't talked about Tracy Morgan. And I said it's just so sad what happened when one of his best friends was killed in that crash where the trucker was, now they're saying, the feds are saying he was speeding. He was in this huge 18-wheeler that plowed into the limousine van that was carrying Tracy Morgan and his friends, killing his one buddy and severely injuring Morgan and two others. And he was really speeding in those final moments. And this guy was driving a Walmart giant truck. Kevin Roper, his name was. He was going 65 in a 45 just before that crash on June 7th. And the thing that everybody's talking about was, he asleep? Was this a sleep deprivation thing? Because that's always big. They really crack down on truckers with that. So the National Transportation Safety Board is looking at what happened there. And traffic was slowed because construction blocked two of the highway's three lanes on the New Jersey Turnpike. And a sign warned about the lane closures right where the accident had happened, way before the accident. You know, where he had come up to where it was slowing, and then that accident happened. So there were signs that were there. And the Walmart trucks, it's interesting, have these devices that limit them from going, from speeding to 65 miles an hour. So he was going at the top speed. It can speed up to 65. He was going at the top speed possible. Yeah, this is not good. Not at all. And by the way, Morgan is still in the hospital. He's in fair condition. He's got a broken leg and some other injuries. His assistant has also been upgraded to fair condition, which is good news. And Artie Fuqua, who is a comedian, is in critical condition, so that's very sad. And, of course, one of his writers and really super good friends was the guy that was killed, 62-year-old James McNair. And we'll see what happens with the trucker in this. But he's been charged, and he could be looking at some serious jail time. And it brings up that whole issue, the issue of speeding, the issue of, you know, where we're at when it comes to looking at construction areas. And, you know, it's I'm sure it's happened to some of you where you're not paying attention, but there's lots of signs leading up to it, and you're not focused on it, and you got to focus, cause, and then you'll see them, because it'll come to a crawl, and all of a sudden you'll be in someone's back seat. But this seems as though, they haven't said it for sure, but they've talked about it, that this had something to do also with not enough sleep and being exhausted and asleep at the wheel, which really, really makes a very big, you know, a huge difference, to say the least, as to why that ended up, you know, happening. Ugh, awful. How about this? Quickly, I am the poll princess, so I'm going to throw this poll at you. It's one I dug up that I found kind of interesting. Well, actually very interesting. A new poll finding that faith in Congress is at a single-digit low. So this Gallup survey found that just 7% of Americans have a high level of confidence in Capitol Hill. 7%. That is so bad. It's the lowest figure since they started asking the question in 1973, but it's the lowest for any U.S. institution on record, 7%. About a third of Americans reported, by the way, having some confidence in Congress, 7% having a great deal and quite a lot. You compare that with public sentiment toward the military, 3 in 4 Americans have a high confidence, or small business, 62% have high confidence in small business. And how about this? Faith in Congress is taking a huge blow after a stretch where the public perceived the institution as doing very little because of the partisan gridlock and struggled to pass even routine measures. So the poll showed that, too, as well. That if you compare the military, if you compare Congress and you look at that, wow, I mean, we don't have it. And it's not shocking because we talk about this every single night. That's why I say there's power in numbers. And when I say there's power in numbers, it's really true. That the more people that call up, that get through to the senators, the Congress people, the more concerned they become, especially now after seeing Eric Cantor go down, Republicans and Democrats realize, oh, yeah, just because you seem as though you have a handle on it, you're not back there, you're not kissing babies, you're not doing that kind of stuff. And, oh, by the way, you spent a fortune to get reelected and you got knocked off by someone who was unknown and didn't have a deep war chest at all. It can happen, my friends. It can happen. We're going to the movies next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Lately, there's some pretty interesting movies out there, and summertime, I've already said this, is when kids are home, grandkids are around, nieces, nephews, whatever, you're taking kids maybe to the movies. There's a lot of good kids movies out. Now, when it comes to the other fare, it's kind of up in the air. It's kind of a flick, let's put it that way. Meaning, I think there are, to me, if you look at the other avenues, Redbox, when you go and pick up your gallon of milk or whatever, your vegetables, your salt because you're stocking up in case they take the salt away from us, whatever. You see the whole Redbox machine, you go up to that, and it's like nothing. I think it's like $2 or something to rent. A lot of times you just have a little patience. That's the way to go since there's no blow-you-away movies, I think, right now. Some of them are coming up, but it depends on if you're a fan. Like, some people are a fan of the Marvel comic book. So if you like that, then you probably saw the latest installment, the Wolverine thing, the X-Men. You probably saw the X-Men deal. And I actually saw that, and it was pretty good because I like the X-Men. And the action was good. The story had a storyline. And more people are finding that, I believe. This movie was done by Clint Eastwood, and it's a movie that came about because Jersey Boys was such a popular, and it still is, was such a popular Broadway show, and it's on tour around the country, and a lot of people are seeing it's the whole Frankie Valli story. And Clint Eastwood decided to take it on. So this may find an audience. It's called Jersey Boys.
The real story, I'm the one you want to talk to, Tommy DeVito. Wasn't for me, we all would have wound up with a bullet in our head.
Friends like that, you should change your name to Sinatra.
I'm going to be as big as Sinatra.
I would love to introduce you to a new discovery of mine, Frankie Valli.
I heard them all, but I never heard a voice like Frankie Valli's. I know I need to write for this voice.
Thank you. The world is going to hear that voice.
You want me to produce your songs?
Find a name and a sound, and then we can make something happen.
Listen, we got something for you, all right?
Sherry.
Set up the 8-track. We're going to double Frankie's voice. It's going to explode right off the radio.
Is that a different sound? I love this record.
We do everything together.
How old are you?
Together or separately?
Big girls.
We got a little success now. The records, the TV, the personal appearances.
You're just too good to be true.
Tommy's in a little trouble.
What is it? He's doing?
Can't take my eyes.
The fact is, the trouble started long before that.
You'd be like heaven.
You got the voice. I got the songs. We make a partnership.
I think Frankie would have cut Tommy loose right then. That's what you think? You're not from Jersey.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Frankie, this is your time.
Esther, what was the high point? The four guys under a street lamp. First time we made that sound, our sound. That was the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, four seasons!
So this is a long movie. Make sure you sneak in your treats. Did I just say that? Because you don't want to pay those high prices at the concession stand, right? So it's 2 hours and 14 minutes. It's the story of the four young guys from the wrong side of the tracks in Jersey who formed the Four Seasons from the 60s. John Lloyd Young plays Frankie Valli, kind of looks like him. Then on down the line, you have Vincent Piazza and Michael LaMita and Eric Bergen who play the various characters in the group. And Christopher Walken is also in this movie. And as I said, Clint Eastwood pulled it together. He was the director. And I think it'll find an audience. Certainly in New Jersey it will. But anyone who's a fan of that group and the play itself, the musical, is doing well. It might be worth, if you don't go and see it on the big screen, it might be worth a rental. We move from Jersey Boys to, you know, you got to have a sequel if the first one's good. Think Like a Man 2.
I'm in Las Vegas. From the casinos to the clubs, the pools and strip bars, it's the best place in the world for men and women to get their freak on.
Hey, Vic the Freak.
This man is
a legend with the ladies.
I can only imagine.
Oh, baby, you ain't got to imagine. We got this on video.
You don't want to see that.
Vic the Freak is back in town.
I don't know that dude.
I'm in the house. And it's still the number one destination for couples to do the craziest thing of all, get married.
Mom. Are you in the adjoining suite?
Once the door closes, you can barely hear a thing.
Fortunately, I arrived the only way a sane person should. I'm talking about solo, people.
Hey, that Lambo okay right there, right? It's my car. Let's go.
This is your bachelor party.
The next 24 hours, the boys will be with the boys.
And the girls with the girls.
In this battle of the sexes, I was determined to keep us ahead of the girls.
You're rolling with the pros.
Let's go.
Girl, I must...
Blissful night, gentlemen. We are free from all of our obligations, all of our responsibilities.
Oh, God!
This ain't over, Randy.
Hey, Randy, I'm Bennett.
Bennett, get your ass off.
I don't know why women can't have just as much fun as men.
Candace
meets Idris.
Watch out.
Let's show them how it's done.
Oh, boy.
You stole the boy's ride? Genius.
How are they going to get around?
Can I order the pent-out party bus with a stripper pole in?
Did he look like a group of guys going to roll to a spot or something like this?
As a matter of fact, you do.
This is Vegas!
Are we in here right now? Let me do all the talking.
No.
I'm a season one holder of Oz. Have you seen it?
No.
Exactly, so you don't have the knowledge.
Everybody, listen up!
Think like a man, too.
It's too deep! I can't swim!
It's like finding Nemo with this dude. Should we help him?
Larry!
Nah.
So Think Like a Man 2, like I said, it's a sequel. The first one was really popular. You have Gabby Union who's in it and Regina Hall and some of the same familiar faces. And this movie is these couples, and you heard it there. They're in Vegas for a wedding, but then they get into these misadventures. That's a popular thing to do with Vegas, right? You see those commercials, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and they really play it up in a lot of these movies, and they're playing it up in this movie certainly too. It'll find its audience. I think it's going to be a huge rental. I don't know that it's in danger of breaking the box office this weekend, but I think some of the bigger movies have come out in the last couple of weeks, and then there's a whole bunch that are coming out throughout the summer that will eke out, you know, in July and around the July 4th weekend and through probably the beginning of August. So some of the other big movies are yet to be released. One movie I think that will just blow up at the box office, because anything Star Wars has a built-in interest, no matter, I think, young, old, whatever, there's an interest in Star Wars. It's interesting, too, because you have some of the same cast members from the original coming back to be part of this next set of Star Wars, which is being produced by J.J. Abrams. And I mentioned this earlier in the week, but this is crazy. Harrison Ford broke his leg on the set in a weird mishap on the set. It was an accident. You know, he's out there. They were getting ready for scenes, that kind of stuff. Because at 71, he is reprising the Han Solo role that brought him, I think, his fame in the first Star Wars. You have to go back to 1977. Wow. 1977. So he's not working right now. He had surgery. They said it was successful. He has to rehab it, and then he will be back on the set. The movie is filming in Buckinghamshire, England. So they're not even filming it in the U.S. And the cast is interesting because you have a lot of the former cast members that are back. This Star Wars won't be released until, you ready for this? Da-da-da-da, December 2015. So, you gotta wait a whole bunch of time before that comes out. What is that? Let me calculate that. A year and a half. So do we have these teasers for a year and a half about what we can expect with the next Star Wars? Now that's what they do. When there's a big budget film, you know, if you go to the movies, they'll have trailers, but it's a movie that is set so far in the future. It's a year away or a year and a half away. And we'll start seeing that. We'll start seeing the stuff for Star Wars probably by this December, because then it would be an entire year. With that big build-up, they'll end up getting a huge audience. Jeff Lawn is next from the Texas Wild here on America Tonight.
A big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait till you meet our next guest. He's in our virtual green room, Jeff Launius, who is the co-owner and GM of the Texas Wild. You know what the Texas Wild is? World Team Tennis. And I, as all of you know, get very excited about tennis in general. And you've heard through the years different tennis players that we've interviewed and spent time with and how I think it's just such a great game. And World Team Tennis, since it's been around, I think has really gotten young people involved. I think it's a cool way to play tennis. I think it really emphasizes doubles and how cool doubles are. But of course, you have singles mixed in. But I love the whole thing with the audience participation. So we are thrilled to have Jeff with us. Jeff, thanks for popping on America tonight.
Kate, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And boy, I couldn't agree more with what you said about tennis. It's, you know, growing. I'm probably one of the biggest fans of the sport. And I love World Team Tennis for a lot of different reasons, but I'm probably the biggest fan of the format that we have.
Yeah, tell people about the format because it's really unique.
Absolutely. You know, when you come to a World Team Tennis match, normally if you go to a traditional tennis match, you'll see the same two players beat each other up for two and a half hours or maybe even longer in the Grand Slams. But when you come to a World Team Tennis match, specifically the Texas Wild, I hope, but if not, come see us play on the road as well, you will see one set of men's singles, one set of men's doubles, one set of women's singles, one set of women's doubles, and one set of mixed doubles. So when you come to a World Team Tennis match, you see every event that tennis has to offer, and we keep cumulative scoring, and our scoring is what we call no ad, so our games go 1, 2, 3, 4. Our sets are to 5 games, and whoever wins the most games in that format wins the match. However, we do have some funky rules at the end where you cannot win the match on a losing note. So then we have some great, great fun with that as well.
Yeah, World Team Tennis, wasn't this the genius idea, I could be wrong, but I think so, of Billie Jean King?
Absolutely. Billie Jean King and Larry King were the founders of World Team Tennis 39 years ago. This is our 39th year.
Yeah. How do you compete when you got involved in this? This is your second year, and this would be interesting to people listening business-wise. How do you compete with all the other sports things that are available, that are out there, that take dollars away? How do you get people involved when you come into a community?
Wow, that's a great question. Although I've been involved with the league for 22 years, so I was actually in the inception meeting in 1992 in Kansas City, and this team was originally the Kansas City Explorers, believe it or not. So there's a trivia question for you.
Wow.
But you know, tennis has a traditionally a high demographic audience skewed to the female side, so I find in working with sponsors and so forth, what they love about team or tennis and World Team Tennis is the closeness to the fans. You can interact with them. It's a very targeted audience. And, you know, I do some other things as well. I'm going to be live streaming 6 of my 7 home matches. We will be on ESPN3 twice, one on the road, one here in Irving, Texas, and then I'll also be on the Tennis Channel twice. So we have the ability of getting them a lot of exposure, you know, a very targeted audience. And at our home matches, you know, we can control and help sponsors get their message out at home. Because in the ultimate simplicity, sports is entertainment, and it's also a very good way to get messages out to your audience.
Yeah, no kidding. So tell us about the team. How do you get players? Because these players are busy. They are obviously, they care about trying to get in the major events and then some of the others, and where they're going to play and where they're traveling and how they're doing in these draws and how far they go and all of that. How do you get the players to get involved?
You know, the league, we have a draft. It's generally at Indian Wells, California, at the Indian Wells tournament. And players sign up to be in the draft. We can protect players. We can trade players. And there's, you know, some different classification of players. So there's a lot of ways to go about it. So all of the players have to sign up. You know, I'm proud to say last year, you know, we had 4 players. This year I've got 3 of the 4 coming back, and we made it to the Western Conference Finals last year, and we think that we've got a great gal with the addition of Annabel Medina Garagos, a 2-time Grand Slam champion from Spain, to join our team. Last year we had the Canadian phenom Jeannie Bouchard on our team, who, if I'm not mistaken, after her run at the French Open, is now number 8 in the world. So she played for us last year, and a very tough person to replace, but I think we did well with Annabelle, and I think she'll fit in with team chemistry with our team. But we have a draft. It's just like every other sports, you know, professional sports league. We have a draft. We can trade players, and we can build our team a number of different ways.
Yeah. The here's a great trivia question. I know you're going to knock this down, but Philadelphia Freedom was a theme song for one of the World Team Tennis teams, obviously in Philly. Who wrote the song?
Oh, that's very simple. That's Sir Elton John. Yeah. And, you know, there's a great story behind that. Billie Jean owns the Philadelphia Freedoms. And as a favor to Billie Jean King, Elton John wrote the song Philadelphia Freedoms as a favor to Billie Jean King. And in one interview, he just said he was very glad she didn't own the Boston Lobsters. So,
you know,
a great
guy.
And our league does a great charity event for the Elton John AIDS Foundation every year called Smash Hits. So tied in with Elton John and his AIDS Foundation.
You know, you might need to get a theme song for the Texas Wild.
What would that be?
I don't know. There's a lot of top country artists, though, that aren't like Miranda Lambert. Couldn't be hotter. She's a crossover artist, and she spent some time in Dallas. Maybe you need to talk to Miranda. get her.
Man, if I could reach out to her, I would in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
All right, I might take that up as my cause. I'm going to try to reach out to her, see if we can get her to write a song. How funny would that be? But the
I like it.
You mentioned being involved all those years and now having the team in Texas and running it and all that kind of stuff. What got you involved in this? Why World Team Tennis? You like tennis, so obviously I know that was one of the hooks. But and there's
sure.
a million other things you could do. What really attracted you besides the love for tennis?
Well, I think you have to be passionate about whatever you're going to do, and certainly passionate about it. I've been in sports a long time, other sports as well, and I'm probably the format, the crowd interaction. You know, we're not traditional tennis, and no disrespect to that, but we play music in between the points. You know, we want the crowd to get rowdy and support their hometown team. You know, we just ask that you don't yell during the middle of the serve. But other than that, you know, get behind your team. Noise, it's fun. It's probably Davis Cup on steroids would be the best way I could, equate it. But I love the format. I love when you come, you see every event that tennis has to offer. And number two, after every home match, both teams stay and sign autographs, which I think is extremely important, giving back to the fans and having the fans to be able to identify and reach the fans and, you know, be able to relate to them. I think it's absolutely fantastic to do that. And these are all the same players you can go to the U.S. Open and see, but you can't get near them because of security. You're getting their best efforts because they're playing for a lot of money and bonus money, but yet this doesn't count on their world ranking. And in team tennis, literally every point counts. There's a lot of pressure points and everything. And, you know, as Billie Jean King says, pressure is a privilege.
I like that. Pressure is a privilege. So here's the question. I imagine you're a great tennis player. What are you like? Are you like a 5-0?
No, gosh, no. I unfortunately have not played tennis my whole life, so I'm just a mere 4-0 tennis player.
I like that, a mere 4-0 tennis player. Somebody told me they wanted to play doubles with me the other day, and they said, well, what are you? What are you, USTA? What are you? And so I said, oh, I'm a solid 2-0. And they said, you're full of it is what you are.
No, no, I've seen you play. Hey, remember, I've seen you play. You've got game.
I just think it's so fun. And it's cool that you put this, when you put the season together, as you say, you do the draft out in California, you keep it compact so you can try to get those superstar players to play because they have other things pulling at them. And it's through July, right?
Yes, ma'am. All of our players will come straight from Wimbledon. They'll play World Team Tennis and then go on to a couple other tournaments and then to the U.S. Open Series events. So, I mean, all of our players, or my players, played in the French Open, playing Wimbledon. They're playing now. And it was funny because we had two players play each other. Annabelle Medina Garagos played Daria Jurak over in Europe and won. So, you know, it's kind of interesting when they play each other, but yet they're on the same team here in World Team Tennis.
Love it. All right, so your first match is July 8th against the Washington Castles. Good luck with that. For more information, check out TexasWildTennis.com. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, my pleasure, and you all have a great, great evening.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.